Hello everybody, this is Rick, and it's December 23rd, 2013, 2 days before Christmas, and this is the AR EMS call as well as the AR library call, and today we have three questions, so let's get on to our questions for today. So our first question: how do I get the courage to stay with my husband when he's fallen in love so deeply with his AP? For now, she refuses to leave her husband. How do I invest myself in a marriage that has the potential to fail in the future should she change her mind? We've signed up for the EMSO, and I'd like to heal. Just would like to know that there is someone else who has a spouse who loves another. How do you get through each day with that knowledge? Well, obviously, if he's not able to disconnect from her, it would be impossible, I would think, to really feel safe with him. At the same time, I would hope as he goes through the EMSO course that he will discover that maybe what he had for her isn't exactly what he thought, and that knowledge is going to give him the ability to do some things very, very differently, to see things differently, to see you differently. If that happens, then there's a good chance that your relationship will work. One of the things I believe he may discover is that he didn't really love her the way he thinks, that it was something else. And if that happens, he can begin to recognize that the one he truly loved was you. And that certainly is going to be my hope and my prayer for you as you go forward, that at least he can gain new perspective and understand what was driving him, so that he can be safe for you in the future, and that God grants you the grace to be able to see good things in him that would cause you to want to stay with him. Next question. My husband and I have completed the online course. We're doing better and better, but before he was a passive-aggressive kind of guy. I am finding that as he's moving forward on this journey together, his anger is coming out a lot more. I feel very defeated because I'm trying to let him get it out and process to heal, but it's incredibly hard and painful. I feel like no amount of my effort to compromise count. I keep going over the anger week. Maybe I'm missing something. You know, one of the things, getting anger out, if you go over the anger chapter, I guess my first thought is, it's not about getting anger out, it's about learning to control anger and manage anger so that it's not hurtful. And if he's being abusive in his anger, I would certainly call that. I would say, you know, passive-aggressive is one thing, aggressive is another thing. Neither one is appropriate. Ultimately, we want to be able to speak the truth in love. And I guess trying to let him get it out and process to heal, I don't know. I don't feel like that's really what it's about. It's about learning to love someone and to treat them with respect and to keep the relationship safe. And I really would. If he's just gone from passive-aggressive to aggressive, that's really not much of a shift. And you just change the valence from positive to negative. Ultimately, it's learning to manage the anger, address things appropriately, but also, whatever we do, do it in love, with care and concern for another person. And I hope that's where the two of you can ultimately come, and that he'll move that direction. But I would talk to him about that, because verbal abuse isn't okay either. So get the help you need for the anger, and maybe the two of you can go back and look at the anger week together, and look at how it's not about expressing it, but rather about controlling it and being safe for one another. And the last question. Just read your recent post on forgiveness. Needed it. Though I have forgiven him for the affair as a whole, I still struggle with anger and hurt over specific incidences within the affair. For example, expensive gifts purchased, suddenly abandoning me on a specific holiday to be with her, etc. Is it wrong to desire apologies and to want your spouse to seek forgiveness for these specific hurts? I know extending forgiveness is not dependent on him seeking it, but I'm haunted by specific incidents. I wonder if he really understands how deeply I was and am hurt. I fear that he doesn't fully get my deep pain. And if I don't see him truly remorseful, then he's more likely to repeat the offense. I also feel like him acknowledging that he hurt me and asking for an apology for these specific incidents will give me some closure and help me heal. Do I bring these specific hurts up to him or let them go? Thank you for your insight. I don't know that there's a particular good answer to this. Certainly, if because the only reason I said I don't know if there's a specific answer, it may depend a bit on the particular person. It might be helpful if he can talk about it and you approach him the right way. Say, I know this may sound mundane to you, but there's a few things I'm having trouble with still, and I was wondering if you'd be willing to talk with me about them to see if maybe we could come to a place of healing over these things. And say, I'm not trying to make you defensive, I'm not trying to hurt you, but I'm trying to let it go, and I guess there's a part of me that wants to make sure you understand how deeply these things hurt me, because if I can feel understood over these things, it's going to help me feel more connected to you. And if I don't feel like you understand, it makes it more difficult to feel connected. So would you mind if we talk about three separate things and we can do it however it's going to work best for you? But I guess I need to know that you care that these specific things hurt me. And I would also work when you explain how they hurt you, how those particular things made you feel. For instance, expensive jewelry. You know, when I think about that, it makes me feel like I really don't matter, that I'm unimportant, and that maybe I still am not special to you. I guess I need to know that I am special to you in some way. And can you do you feel bad about having hurt me by giving jewelry? Do you feel bad about having hurt me for abandoning me? Because if you do, that's going to mean a lot. If not, if you don't really care, because I think there's a voice in me that says, maybe you don't care that you did those things. I hope that's not the case, but I just want to know. And I think if you approach it like that, potentially, that will really help him kind of know how to respond and help him understand. So that being the case, there's our three questions for the day. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas from A Fair Recovery and hope you guys do have a good celebration. I guess for the time and 2,000 years ago when a God of love interrupted karma so that none of us had to get it right in order to have access to him. So with that, Merry Christmas, guys, to healing.